Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday the 23rd of April. Hope you're well. Coming up.
You'll also note that the government accepts the verdict and recommendations of the inquest.
Taoiseach to issue Stardust apology in Dáil later, and Donald Trump says trial is happening to keep him off the campaign trail. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach will make an official state apology today to the families of the victims of the Stardust fire. Families who have fought for justice for four decades met with Simon Harris on Saturday when they were assured of today's response and the implementation of the inquest jury's recommendations. Many of the family members will watch from the Dáil's public gallery later as the apology is read out. Tina Gates has more.
At today's cabinet meeting and ahead of his statement in the Dáil this afternoon, the Taoiseach will ask the government to note his intention to give a state apology in the Dáil. He'll also note that the government accepts the verdict and recommendations of the inquest and ask the Minister for Justice and other relevant ministers to report back on their implementation. The Department of the Taoiseach will prepare proposals to appropriately commemorate the disaster as requested by and in consultation with the families of the 48 people killed in the Dublin nightclub fire in 1981. The full acknowledgement and apology is scheduled for a minute past two this afternoon.
The Justice Minister will bring forward new measures to stem the flow of people seeking international protection here. It comes as over 1,000 asylum seekers remain without state-provided accommodation. Aidan Delaney reports.
Helen McEntee will bring a proposal to her ministerial colleagues looking to speed up the application process for asylum seekers. Under the measure, international protection applicants from the country, which has had the highest number of people coming here over the previous 3 months, will go into what is called an accelerated process. Currently, that country is Nigeria, with 2,053 applications in 2024. However, the top country will be revised every quarter. It means applicants will have their cases decided upon within 90 days in a process that's currently being used for people from so-called safe countries such as Algeria, South Africa and Kosovo. The minister says there is evidence that accelerated processing helps to reduce the number of so-called economic refugees.
The Taoiseach says he hopes a review into the UN Relief and Works Agency will see some countries support the organisation again. An independent review has found no concerns were expressed by Israel about UNRWA employees since 2011. The report was commissioned after Israel alleged a dozen employees of the UN agency took part in the Hamas attacks in Israel on October 7th. Michal Martin will meet UNRWA workers at the Rafah border crossing this afternoon. He says their role should never have been undermined.
It vindicates the Irish stance, the report. We were very clear from the word go that you could not replace UNRWA or undermine UNRWA's role. We took an opposite view to most countries. We actually increased aid at that time. And I'm hoping now, as a result of the publication of this report, that some countries who've paused their support will now allow their support to go through.
The Garda Representative Association conference gets underway in Mayo today without a Garda Commissioner or a Justice Minister in attendance. In a statement last night, Commissioner Drew Harris said he had been looking forward to engaging with delegates on important matters for all Gardaí if he had been invited. The invitation wasn't forthcoming. Justice Minister Helen McEntee followed with a refusal to attend. President of the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, says the most important people in the room will be there.
Obviously, it puts a different dynamic on the conference, but at the end of the day, it is our conference. It's our chance to meet our delegates and discuss the issues of importance for them. So I suppose the most important people in the room will be our delegates, and we will be discussing and strategizing and addressing issues of concern. So we are disappointed that the minister isn't attending. We believe that our decision not to invite commissioner shouldn't have impeded her attendance, but we have the respect for decision.
Donald Trump says his hush money trial is only going ahead because it's stopping him campaigning for the US election in November. The former US president is accused of covering up payments made to bury stories about an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels. He denies the allegations. Speaking at Manhattan's criminal courthouse after the first day of hearings, Donald Trump says the trial is very unfair.
I should be in Florida now. I should be in a lot of different places right now campaigning, and I'm sitting here. This is a Biden witch hunt to keep me off the campaign trail. So far, it's not working because my poll numbers are higher than they've ever been.
A quarter of Irish people say binge drinking is a normal part of life for them. It's one of the findings from the latest DrinkAware Barometer report into Ireland's drinking culture. Almost 6 in 10 say they drink alcohol on a weekly basis, despite an overall decrease in drinking levels over the past 5 years. Dervla O'Brien from DrinkAware says the pandemic may have led to more overindulging.
26% of people, so 1 in 4 adults, binge drink when they drink. So they're typically drinking 6 standard drinks or more as a normal pattern of alcohol consumption. And that compares with 1 in 5 adults in 2020. So that's a harmful trend that we really need to keep on top of.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift has revealed the inspiration and meaning behind the lyrics on her new album, although she doesn't name any names. She's released new commentary to go with tracks on the Tortured Poets Department. The singer says Fortnite has themes of longing and lost dreams, while My Boy Only Breaks His Favourite Toys is about hope for a toxic broken relationship. And in sport, in soccer, Shelburne remain 3 points clear at the top of the SSE Airtricity Premier Division table this morning. Damien Duff's side had Shane Farrell sent off in a scoreless Dublin derby with Shamrock Rovers at Tolka Park. It's now 5 games without a win for Shelburne. However, Damien Duff was happy with what he saw from his side last night.
It's a good point. We're still top of the table. And, you know, as I just said to the guys there, they've had an iffy 3 weeks, you should say. But I think on the evidence of tonight, we can safely say that Shelburne Football Club have their team back.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.